This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. And welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown. It's you might be going, who is that voice there? Well, you get to hear Michael Harrison, as usual, the editor of Talkers Magazine, where we derive our list from. And I am Rich McFadden. And for Doug Steffen, who will join us a little bit later in the morning, he's got some issues going on with his system at the farm. And also joining us is talk legend Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts podcast. Gentlemen, all right. Welcome to another week.
It's great to be here. What, did one of the cows chew one of the wires or something?
I wish it was that easy, but unfortunately it looks like somebody hit a telephone pole, so we'll hope that everybody's okay, and Doug is out frantically running around seeing if his generator works, so hopefully he'll get it working, but until then...
Well, all the generators now are in Puerto Rico, so if he wanted to actually buy one...
I think he donated his...
I don't know whether there are any in the United States anymore.
I think he donated his, and it's on its way to Puerto Rico, so that's why...
Do you realize that telephone poles are slowly but surely becoming as obsolete as telephone booths. Whole idea of it. Someday, when they look back at old movies, they'll say, the kids will say, what are those things? Wires all over the place. It'll be a thing of the past. It'll be something that absolutely indicates 20th and early 21st century.
So can we do a sidebar here, a Talk Radio Countdown sidebar, Michael?
Sure.
Speaking of changing technology and kids not recognizing it, every summer we get a batch of interns that walk in here to the Radio America Network and help us.
It's an eye-opener, isn't it?
Throughout the summer. And the things that they do not recognize, because we still have a cassette deck, a reel-to-reel player, a VHS. We keep them in one studio because every now and then you get some old media that you need to lift off. And they walk in, and some of the concept of zeros and ones recording sound or video, they totally get. The concept of magnetic tape being able to record sound or video is so foreign to them. And it's just, so it's funny, every summer we know, we get to see what they recognize and what they don't recognize from the old radio days, and it's hysterical.
And that's just indicative of the way it is on every level, because technology is changing so rapidly, and as you get older, you don't realize how young people are. Technology changes sociology. These new kids of today are like the natives in a foreign land that we are immigrants in. They speak the language. They understand it. We get it. We could speak it, but we're sort of, our culture is a different place that's long ago and far away. And time goes so fast. You know, they talk about the Great Recession of 2008. I still talk about it as if we're still in it and it's still happening, because we're still in the radio business, certainly dealing with the after effects of it. Do you realize that kids that are now 20, 2008, they were like 9 years old, 11 years old. That's ancient history.
Yeah.
And, the technology has changed. They don't know things that we take for granted.
So
not to mention cultural icons.
One of my favorite hosts here at the network for years and years, G. Gordon Liddy.
I'm sure they have no idea.
We quiz each batch of kids, just casually. Do you know who G. Gordon Liddy is? Half of them will. Half of them will know who he is.
No, they're probably smart.
I'd be surprised you get numbers like that. I actually worked with his son in Phoenix. I think he has a couple of sons.
He does.
My son, speaking about it, is going to turn 18. December 1st. And he has no idea of no conception to people like me. I could not conceive that my parents didn't have TV when they were kids. I mean, it was so shockingly weird to me as a kid, because we grew up in front of the tube all day long, that I look at my parents and go, what did you do all the time? You know, that there was no TV when you
they
were
raised Barnes and pulled taffy. I mean,
exactly. So my kid has no idea of a world without an internet.
Yeah. No idea. All right. So let's Rich, move on to the list here.
Should we do the list now or after the break?
The list. Let's see what the top 10 talk
okay,
stories
we'll go through,
are. This week.
Let's go through them quickly. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoffs. We might even have a Yankee Dodger World Series, which would be kind of exciting. And there's still talk about the NFL anthem protests, but that's dying down. The travel ban halted at 9. Number 8, the Mandalay security guard story. Number 7, the Marino drug czar case. At number 6, and I'm glad we're still talking about it, Puerto Rico's devastation. Mm-hmm. At number 5, the Iran nukes deal. At number 4, North Korea's nuclear threats. At number 3, the Weinstein scandal and the At Me Too movement. And the Niger ambush deaths at number 2 and the fallen soldiers controversy.
Oh, that's getting huge.
Big, yeah,
huge.
And Trump's tax reform at number 1. And he had a radio row that got a lot of talk, and that connected into that. Real quick, the people, Jesus Campos and Colin Kaepernick at 10, Tom Marino at 9, Ali Khamenei at 8, Kim Jong-un at 7, at number 6, Harvey Weinstein. Rex Tillerson is at 5, Mitch McConnell's at 4, John McCain's at 3, number 2 is Barack Obama and George W. Bush. is kind of teaming up.
Yeah, they talked at the end of the week, didn't they?
Yeah, and number 1, Donald Trump. What do you know?
What a shocker. What a shocker. All right, so since my Nationals, the Nats are out of the MLB playoffs, unless you guys have mine, I'm going to skip right over that because baseball has ended for me.
I'm sorry about
unless
that.
Unless when I'm watching my son play. But what interests me on number 9, the travel ban being halted. So Trump has tried this in several different forms. He's tried different countries. He's just moving the deck chairs around to try and get this passed. And one way or another, there is some judge somewhere, and usually a left-leaning state, this week it's Hawaii and Maryland, who find a way and a reason to stop it. So this will end up going to the Supreme Court again. I guess my question here is, the Supreme Court, or not the Supreme Court, just federal judges and their power to just basically decide law or stop law. And did our forefathers really think this system out? And when it goes to the Supreme Court and gets decided, is that the way it should work?
Are you asking me this question?
Yeah, because
the sages of the centuries have
desperately
been,
want your insight on this.
I try to. The answer is yes.
All right,
how about maybe? Now, the fact of the matter is that the interpretation of the constitutionality of laws is very closely tied into the creation and the enforcement of laws. The executive enforces, the legislature creates, and the judiciary interprets, and sometimes there are blurry lines. That's why there's so much concern now that we're so politically polarized in this chapter of history over who gets to be picked for the Supreme Court. And now with alternative facts being part of the lexicon, it makes it even murkier as to what the role of the Supreme Court or an appellate court or a federal court or, you know, any court in any jurisdiction might be. So the question is rhetorical at this point, and you bring up a good one, but I can't answer it specifically because there is no specific answer to be found. What do you think, Joe?
Can I throw a wrench into the entire discussion?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Because I know we moved on from the MLB playoffs, and you were mentioning the anthem and all of that. And most of the things on our list today are primarily political in nature, at least they've been politicized. But can I just say something crazy here, though? I think when we talk about it, we're all so political and it's everybody's yelling at each other and all that. I'm noticing, being a Yankee fan, all right, I'm going to make you guys mad at me here, the same energy. If you're a Yankee fan and say like you like they're sort of like the Donald Trump of baseball teams, I'm noticing the same sort of hyper partisanship when it comes to sports. Haven't you noticed the same thing that I see a lot of that?
Because
that
are you saying partisanship? Are you saying partisanship as in real politics or the same type of mindless team worship?
Well, we can talk about that angle too. But I mean, you know, I'm a Yankee fan. You should see the haters out there and the anger that
they've always been there. I've been a Yankee hater since I was a kid.
I don't know. I'm just telling you that it's akin to supporting Trump being a Yankee fan. I don't.
I understand. I think what you're saying is true. And I often
we're louder than we've ever been. I think we're louder than ever.
Because they're finally going somewhere. I mean, they've sucked for so long.
But there is a resentment against a winner outside of the home. Even in New York City, there are people that hate the Yankees because they're Mets fans.
Oh my gosh, Mets fans hate the Yankees.
Well, it has to do with the underdog situation. It has to do with economics. It has to do with the Yankees always having a lot of money. Now, I have a situation that's even worse than being a Yankee fan. A New England Patriots fan.
Yeah, you're a Patriots fan.
And if you think there's hatred for the Yankees.
Oh, the Tom Brady haters?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's
well,
just...
Well, he is the golden boy. It needs to be taken down a peg or two. I think you're right. That's how...
He's a great guy. Him. He's a sweetheart. He's a nice man.
Yeah, but what about Deflategate?
He's my fantasy football quarterback.
Didn't he skate on Deflategate?
Oh, Deflategate was ridiculous.
Did he skate or did he not skate? Now, come on, be honest. It doesn't matter.
The fact is that here's the dirty truth, Joe. Cheating is a part of the game. I mean, the time that the great Derek Jeter acted like he was hit by a ball, and then they looked at it closely and he wasn't even hit and he was shaking it off.
That's a form of lying. All right, so let's roll this back around to the media.
I don't want to talk about politics.
It all kind of fits. So we talked about we've got number two with the fallen soldier controversy where it's kind of we've talked about the sports and the us against them and the politics and the us against them. Michael, this week I've been pondering who's at fault for the divisiveness in our country.
You.
Is it all Trump? Is it all me? Is it CNN? Is it just the electorate? Is it just the sports fans? Is
Man,
it the base?
You are asking the questions. Why is the sky blue, Daddy? I mean, holy Toledo.
I've always thought, here I am in the media, and I want to blame the media, okay?
Yeah.
Because I look at CNN, I look at Fox News, all of them. It just cable news. And it irks me. But here we are sitting in our chairs with the microphone, and I've always looked at talk radio as a conversation, an open conversation, where anybody can call in and give you their thoughts. And so I think it's a different ball game, and I was looking to get your take.
Well, first of all, it's naive to think that anybody can call in and give their thoughts, because we don't do that. not anybody can call in. But theoretically...
302-3684, give us a call right now.
Yeah, theoretically, anybody can call in and give their thoughts. But I mean, I don't want anybody calling in and giving their thoughts.
Well, you're exactly
right. Yeah. I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to Joe.
People used to say to me, that I have my First Amendment right. I go, no, you don't. This is my talk show, and I'm done
with you now. But the answer, I'll give you the answer to your question. The answer is it's a combination of all of the things you've mentioned, and I'll take it one level deeper. It's the technology. Because we have such instantaneous technology, and we have so many different avenues of technology. Technology changes sociology. It's created a fractured society where people can choose the news, choose the vehicles of culture that they want, and surround themselves with themselves. And when you do that, it leads to what we have now. But this is not the first time in history and in the U.S., that it's been polarized and that people are at each other's throats. We did have once upon a time a civil war. So let's not... And we weren't that unified going into the World War I and World War II. If you really look at history clearly, we have Nazis in this country.
But you know how it is. Everybody always thinks it's different now.
Exactly. It's just louder now.
Yeah. I would definitely say that.
Right, and every little thought, is tweeted immediately. Every little thought is tweeted. Again, back to dragging the sports into it. You know, I've got my Met fan friends in the city that are complaining that it's the Yankees again and all of that. And, of course, then I can tweet back, too bad, pal, and all that. So it just keeps this positive feedback loop going.
All right. Well, keep the positive feedback going. It's 21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the countdown continues.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Rich McFadden here in Doug Steffen's seat. Hopefully he'll be joining us shortly, and along with Michael Harrison, as usual, from Talkers Magazine. And joining us as well is Joe Crummy from the Evil Thoughts Podcast and radio legend from New York, Los Angeles, all around the world. And we're at the list here. We're coming up on number 8, the Mandalay Bay security guard story. I guess the confusion here, guys, is why don't we know more than we do? It seems like there's a lot of unanswered questions with this whole event.
Because it's a cover-up.
That's what everybody's starting to say.
Deep state, that's the whole thing. And when you have Jesus Campos, that would be the security guard, was apparently going to go on the Sean Hannity show. Now, straighten me out if I'm wrong on this. I understand he was like in the green room or damn close to it, and then disappeared for a couple of days. That really kicked off the conspiracy theories. They were already afoot anyway. But this guy was like gone for a while, and people, why? You know, they didn't know. Of course, he showed up on Ellen this week. I think Wednesday, right?
Right.
And he gave an interview, and it was fine, but there was nothing unbelievable that was revealed that we did not already know. But that would be Jesus Campos, who was, I guess, missing MIA for a couple of days. But the way he dropped out freaked a lot of people out, and that was raised a lot of eyebrows, too, as to what's up with that. What happened to this guy? Wasn't he in the green room, or am I wrong about that?
So I don't know. Yeah, but all I know is that the answer to the question, like what's going on, is that nobody knows. And
right.
Whenever you have some kind of a massive story such as what happened there, there always are unanswered questions, and there's always the room for
it. But how? Conspiracy. There's cameras on every floor of that hotel. There's 20,000 cell phones sitting out in the crowd. I just don't understand how the
You know what is weird that we haven't seen any, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I have not. You'd think you'd see all kinds of security camera footage of this guy being used on the news, and I don't think we've seen anything.
Exactly. You would think CNN weird. Would be looping the same 10-second clip of him walking down the hallway in the Mandalay Bay, and there's nothing.
Yeah, well, that's why it comes to the point we don't know, and we don't know whether it's a conspiracy. We don't know what the nature of the conspiracy is. We don't know the backstory. We still don't know the backstory about almost every major crisis in history. You know, truth is not the same as perception, and history is wrong in many, many cases. This is not new also.
Well, you're right. I'm not going to fight with you about that, but where's the video of this guy? Where's the motive? I mean, I think it's really odd. You've got the biggest, most horrific mass shooting, as far as I know, in the recent history in America, and we still don't know why, other than, well, he could have been on drugs and his dad was a nut, so I guess that's it. That's all we have.
That's it. You know, we're at a dead end.
So let's take a minute then to hit this number seven issue, Marino drug czar case. Oh, so Trump is going to appoint a drug czar, and then, not because anybody knew, but because, the 60 Minutes covers it, they found out that this guy hindered legislation that would help stop opioids.
Right, epidemic. He backed the Ensuring Patient Access and Effective Drug Enforcement Act. That's what he did. By the way, that was signed by Barack Obama. So this is a matter of record somewhere in Washington, but it came to light.
So my question there would be, how did Trump not know this?
He's busy with other things.
Yeah, apparently. He's got a lot on his plate, that's for sure. All right, so number six through number one coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Hey, everybody, I'm Michael Chernow, and I'm here to talk with you today about fall essentials in the kitchen. Yes, the fall is absolutely upon us, and there is no better way to spend the fall season than cooking inside. You close the grill, you pop inside, and you head into the kitchen. And what I like to do in the beginning of the fall is open up my cabinets and begin to get organized. We've got a bunch of holidays around the corner. The more organized and the more efficient we are, the better off we'll be. So I'm standing in front of the Calphalon Premier Space Saving Cookware Set. This is a non-stick set. It is dishwasher safe. It has a 3-layer hard anodized construction that allows you to cook with metal utensils, and it stacks and nests in any order, saving 30% space in your kitchen cabinets. It is incredible to look.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in Doug Steffens' chair, about to move out so he can come back with you. Michael Harrison, as always, with Talkers Magazine, and that's where our list comes from, where they survey all of the talk radio stations around the nation to see what you are talking about every single week, and that's where we kind of summarize the conversations here. So, Michael, if you would, please bring us up to speed on what we're talking about this week.
All right, for those just talking topics.
I love saying that.
Very well done.
For
those just joining us, here's what we're talking about. At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball playoffs and National Football League stuff, including the anthem protests and the aftermath of that. Still going on a little bit, but it's moved on, as does everything, have you noticed? Everything moves on. The travel ban halted at number 9. The Mandalay security guard story is number 8. At number 7 is the Marino drug czar case. At number 6, we are rightfully talking about the ongoing aftermath of Puerto Rico's devastation. It's a serious situation that deserves to be talked about. At number five, the Iran nukes deal. At number four, North Korea nuclear threats. At number three, we have the Weinstein scandal and the hashtag MeToo movement. At number two, the Niger ambush deaths, and that's tied with and connected to, in a way, the fallen soldiers controversy. That's been number two. It's been very big.
Yep.
And number one, the Trump tax reform, and that was sparked by a radio row at the White House earlier in the week, and a little controversy over that as well.
Controversy over the radio row or controversy over the tax reform proposal?
Both. Some people were complaining that the Democrats were complaining that it was a free plug for the tax reform on radio around the country. There were no liberals or anti-Trump hosts there. And the conservative hosts that weren't invited were angry because they didn't feel that they were invited. As a matter of fact, I think the conservative hosts around the country were more angry than the liberal hosts.
Well,
because
what's obvious is that the folks at Salem, the Salem Media Group, there's a lot of favoritism being shown to them because of their support for Trump during the election. So all the mugshots you saw, the people from Salem that were with the president, and it's not really the first time it's happened. It seems that I think this is the second or third time it's happened. So whether they like it or they don't like it, they sort of, if they're not in the right pew, these people are taking care of the people that took care of them.
Yeah, well, it's also an interesting story because this radio row came out of the air. I mean, there was an article published on CNNMoney.com and I don't know how true it is, but it was an article that caught the attention of the administration. It basically made the case that conservative hosts around the country are disappointed with Donald Trump, not because of anything he's doing, what he's not doing. They say he doesn't go on talk shows anymore, that he favors the television guys. He's on Fox all the time. He talks to the people outside of radio, and he doesn't go on radio anymore, to which Trump said that's ridiculous, and then the next day they had a radio row. And so that's how that came about. Do you want to go quickly through the people just for symmetry?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
yep.
Number 10, Jesus Campos and Colin Kaepernick are tied at 10. Tom Marino at 9. Ali Khamenei at 8. Kim Jong-un at 7. Number 6 is Harvey Weinstein. At number 5, Rex Tillerson. Number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, John McCain. The tag team combination of Barack Obama and George W. Bush are at number 2, and Donald Trump is at number 1, and that's a restatement of the chart for those just joining us on the half hour.
What happened to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? Why aren't they on the list?
I don't know. It's an oversight. We'll correct that next week.
This is outrageous.
I know.
This is fake news.
Well, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Silly, silly stuff. All right. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the pictures, the North Koreans are being very liberal with the threats. And I wonder how many people, is this like crying wolf? North Korea, the Singapore prime minister said North Korea is different this time. What's his face? Kim Jong-un said that he's going to flatten Guam, and after that, he's going to flatten Hawaii. Then he'll flatten Los Angeles, and who knows how far he gets. So, in the meantime, I don't understand why anybody's even taking this guy seriously. Do you?
Well, because he has nuclear weapons, and he could flatten Guam. How do you not take him seriously?
Richie, what? Richie's getting a kick out of this. I'm serious.
Why are you laughing, Richie? Did you say something stupid?
Because you had a simple answer to a simple question.
I mean, Doug, why is anybody taking him seriously?
We always laugh at Doug for answering his own questions here, but he couldn't seem to answer this simple question. The guy has a nuke, Doug.
Well, do we know he really has a nuke?
We do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, he has a
How
nuke.
Do we know that?
Because we read it in the paper.
Yeah.
Because
Saddam said he had weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, that's a whole different case.
Scientists can read whenever they do a test. They did one like 2 months ago, and he blew up like the state of Delaware out in the hinterlands of North Korea. And you can read that on these meters, both the earthquake meters, for just how much power it had, and you can only get that much power from a nuclear device. So yes,
there, Doug.
We know he's got
so
it.
There.
So now the question is, can he launch it? And that's what's coming together. In the next 30 days, they should have the capability to take that nuclear warhead with these missiles he's been testing and actually launch it. And,
then 13 seconds later, we can blow it out of the sky.
Not necessarily. No. The rate of success of blowing these things out of the sky is approximately 50% at this point.
Says whom?
Says the same newspaper I read. What is this says whom thing? What is now? Now you're sounding like Trump. Anything that might not be a convenient truth is fake news.
This is an inconvenient truth. That's a very good way of putting it, Michael. Thank you. Yeah, that works on both sides. Inconvenient truth works on both the left and the right. It's an inconvenient truth that much of what we're reading and hearing and the conjecture that comes from all these people is just garnered to attract attention. Pay attention. Please, I want some money from the United States. Just give me some money and I won't blow you up.
I don't think that's the case. I think from my analysis of the fake news that we read...
From that same paper, okay.
Is that the question is whether or not Kim Jong-un is really a madman. That's the first question, and I don't think he's necessarily beyond anybody that runs any country. I don't think he's necessarily a madman. I think he's a brinksman, and I think that his end game is to make a deal with the United States that accepts North Korea as a nuclear power and gives it the proper respect.
Not going to happen. But maybe they get some money. That could be help the situation out. Or maybe we get people... Maybe we relax the situation enough to get people on the ground in there to really see what's going on, because so far the only people that can get on the ground and do surveillance are the hidden cameras from CBS. Apparently we're not able to do that with our own people, but CBS can get a guy on the ground in there with a lapel camera and we know what's going on. Last time I saw it was appalling. The dead people, they go, it's kind of like, it comes from the Roman Empire. When they used to go around even the Nazi camps, when they go around with the carts and pick up the dead bodies on the street every morning, that's what they do in North Korea now. And so playing that game, it seems to me, is dangerous. But, you know, you get into the whole idea of why people are the way they are, and why do we have all this conflict, and why in the world can't we just get along? What is there about the human condition? That's the most fascinating part of the conversation for me, is trying to figure out why it is that people want to be, you know, the power and control is one thing, but if you realize how destructive it can be and is, why do you pursue it? What's the lesson here?
Your questions are even more profound than Richard's.
Well, but you can answer them in one word like you did the other one.
Okay, the answer is because we're bad.
Oh, okay. Some of us are bad. Evil.
No, we're actually all bad.
Really?
We all have bad in us, and it comes down to using intellect to control the emotion and tapping into our better angels. I mean, we're going back to religion and philosophy all the way to the beginning of time. You know, the devil on one shoulder, the angel on the other shoulder, heaven, hell, good, bad, black, white. I mean, reality is a constant struggle between these two poles that we seem to be destined to be trapped between. And we have to look to our higher angels. We have to look to people and movements and things that bring out the best in us, not the worst in us.
That's very profound.
Let me tell you something. That is extremely profound.
Wow.
That is quote or message of the day.
All right.
Guys agree, because it really is. I believe that deeply. And we have to look in ourselves, you know, think about your own nature and then, you know, project that on everybody else. It's amazing we get along as well as we do. It's amazing. The
you
human
find me hard
animal
to get
is dangerous.
Do you find me hard to get along with?
You?
Yeah.
I find you very easy to get along with.
Okay.
So as evidenced by the fact I know you so
long. Ask me that same question.
Well, one of the reasons I get along so well with Doug is I never see him or talk to him.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, huh?
Yeah, you know, one of the ways that we were able to last 20-some years together every single day is the fact that he was halfway across the country.
Right.
And we, you know, we did the show, we had a good time, and then we left. But, yeah, you put two people in the same room, you're right, Michael, it makes it very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, it's like... It's like the two strings on a guitar. They can't cross paths. They have, for them to be in harmony, they have to be run parallel but separate.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Wow.
I stole that from Cahil Gibran's The Prophet, so it's really? Not so smart now.
Uh-huh. Works for me.
Yeah, it's good. It actually makes a lot of sense. A lot of relationships.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to keep a little space between people, because if you get too close, what's the other cliche? Familiarity breeds contempt.
Breeds contempt. Do you think that's true in male-female relationships?
Totally.
So we shouldn't live. You and Bernadette should move. She should move out so you see her a couple of times a week. You don't have to see her every night. She doesn't have to see you every night.
Well, no, Bernadette and I get along perfectly well because we're perfect people.
Ah! Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today? 46 past the hour. Here's something very profound for all of you to consider when you wonder about the kind of home services you can get tied together in this world of technology. There's one name that stands out way above every other, and that's Vivint. V-I-V-I-N-T. Rich, are you familiar with the Vivint smart home process?
I'm very curious, yeah. I love
Vivint
this stuff.
Vivint will put together, this is the company that's leading as we get into this technological world. Everything can be controlled by one thing. You can make your home smarter, your life easier, with the Vivint smart home system. And in it, you include, Richie, doorbell cameras.
This is
perfect for you, and I'm not being facetious. I know how you love this kind of stuff. This is perfect for you.
I'm in 100% on this stuff.
Vivint has a doorbell camera, a security camera, smart thermostats, door locks, lights, doors, window sensors, smoke detectors, all of these connected to one unified network with one centralized control. That's it.
Sign me up.
Vivint's simple, intuitive controls eliminate the need to walk through the house flipping switches by hand.
Open
everything goes on
door,
or off. Imagine. Isn't it this amazing, Michael? When you upgrade your house with Vivint Smart Home, you get the power to arm security systems from whether you're in your bed, you may even be asleep. And then it gives you a certain amount of peace, I think, knowing that everything is being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Your heating and cooling bills will go down because automatically at a time that you set, the heat or air conditioning is going to go on and go to a different temperature. So, and by the way,
that's Richie, the thing, Doug. That's the ticket here. Is this stuff makes your house so efficient, it pays for itself.
Oh, yeah. It's very, and this is not expensive stuff anyway. Check out Vivint Systems at 855-718-6167. Vivint, V-I-V-I-N-T. You can go online. Actually, if you go to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, talkradiocountdownshow.com, you'll see at the bottom of the page a banner for the Vivint Systems, and you can click on that, or you can call 855-718-6167. This is something you need to sign up for now. This is really cool, and it'll make your life easier. 855-718-6167.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. We're from Today's Homeowner.
And when you're looking at how to focus on two areas of your home to improve your indoor air quality, it all starts in the kitchen.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, being joined now by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor, teaches law at Bentley University. He has a legal practice. He's been giving me expertise. Well, I guess you'd call it expertise. I was going to say expert advice, but I haven't been to him for any legal problems for a number of years.
Things are good.
Yes, right. Things are better than they were. All right. So let's look at the stories this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, as to how the application of the law affects them. The travel ban has been halted again. Can you give us the nuance of how this was supposed to work, and how is it that a judge can just say, it seems almost at will, all right, I don't like this, without really referring to some legal precedent or something in the law, like case number 3582, Fred versus Sam, you know, instead these judges just say, I don't think we should do this, so you can't do it.
Well, not so much. And this was two federal judges that have ruled in this fashion in Hawaii and Maryland. And they both issued independently bans. And in essence, it is because of constitutional flaws in the plans that the president has put up. He's modified his plans a couple of times, but they do have significant, possibly constitutional flaws, and they do relate to the fact that they can be the equivalent of the Muslim ban that, frankly, President
President Trump trumpeted as a presidential candidate. So there are legal bases. They have cited the constitutional basis for this. I think when it goes to the Supreme Court, he's got a home court advantage, and that they will pass constitutional muster there. But these are legitimate judges with support for what they're saying.
Home court advantage.
There you go. The ultimate home court advantage.
Yeah, that's it, apparently. So
the Supremes.
The Mandalay, this story, the MGM, the shootout, the security guard, the story, the ramification, the FBI is apparently not doing its job. Does anybody ever know, in these circumstances, once they get off the front page, does anybody ever really know what happens in one of these things?
You know, it's kind of interesting because in my media law class at Bentley University just this past week, we were discussing the Freedom of Information Act. And the Freedom of Information Act has been used many times by the media and others to get information about various investigations. But they generally don't happen very quickly. And in fact, you can look to the shooting of Laquan McDonald in Chicago, who was shot in the back by police officers there, and there was dash cam. And it was a year of the police denying it, saying that he attacked them, until a reporter got the video through the Freedom of Information Act, and now an officer is being tried for murder and three others for obstruction of justice. So justice moves slowly, but we will find out what did happen there.
Speaking of justice moving slowly, Harvey Weinstein has been accused of rape, things that happened 27 years ago, 24 years ago, all of this stuff. The allegations are flooding in now. This woman says he took her to the Beverly Hills Hotel. I mean, there are all kinds of accusations. The LAPD is supposedly investigating him. What real liability? Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, you know, this is one that he definitely has been, convicted in the media. He has made some admissions, although saying that all of the sex was consensual. I saw his pants start to ignite right at that point for the little pants on fire. But the bottom line is, legally, in some of these states, such as New York, for instance, there is no statute of limitations when it comes to some of these sex crimes. The flip side of that is the reason that they do have statutes of limitations. Very hard to prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt and to a moral certainty when it's a he said, she said from 20-something years ago. So he may avoid convictions. I frankly think that he will be charged, he will plea bargain, and he'll take some kind of light sentence.
So he'll have to go to – what happens to guys like that when they go to jail, though? Oy.
They make new friends.
Get close to a Dove soap bar. All right. That's it. Use your imagination, folks. Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University here on The Law, looking at this law and that law on the Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.